Talktainment Radio Worldwide Sound. Talktainmentradio.com. We give you a reason to come. The world's greatest radio. We give you a reason to stay.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You got the power.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the host and guest and not necessarily those of TalkTainmentRadio.com, the management, the staff, or K&E World Network, LLC.
Live call-in talk show. Dial 1-877-932-9766 and join the conversation here on TalkTainmentRadio.com.
This is The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller, heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio. Radio, the way it should be heard. And now, Mr. Neely Fuller.
If you do not understand white supremacy, which is racism, what it is and how it works, everything else that you understand will only confuse you. Only confuse you. Only confuse you.
Alrighty. Welcome to the second hour of The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. here on TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go, the world's greatest radio. And again, you are now in touch with The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller, and I am your co-host, Mr. Bobby. And this is radio the way it should be heard. Call-in number is 1-877-932-9766. You can also Gmail me at the numeral 7, Mr. Bobby, B-O-B-B-Y, at gmail.com. We are on television, on the YouTube channel. Just go to the YouTube channel, type in the word Talktainment, then radio, then scroll down to where it says Talktainment number 2. Hit that live. You're there. And hit the share, rather the subscribe and the like button. And finally, you can hear the entire program going to facebook.com/Talktainment. Our subject today is in the question mode, and if you missed any part of the first hour, Mr. Fuller addresses that. As a matter of fact, he's been addressing it the whole time that we've been on the air on Talktainment Radio, staying in the question mode, and you will hear that over and over and over again. Okay, Mr. Fuller, you were answering, before we take the phone call, you were answering the question by Brother Mario about the constructive purpose of traveling, vacationing, and sightseeing, to asking what purpose does that serve for non-whites? And you were right in the middle of, near the end of it before we ask a second question. Would you like to continue that or go on to the second part of that, please?
No, I'd like to continue that because it's one thing that I definitely want people to think about that's in the code book. This thing about traveling, if you don't have a constructive reason for doing so, don't do it, particularly if it's going to cost you a whole lot of money to do it. Traveling costs money, so you don't travel no place if you cannot afford to do it. Don't travel just to be traveling and so-called vacationing, just to be vacationing. What are you vacating? I mean, you're leaving one, you're vacating one place and going somewhere else, I mean, to fill that place, you know, fill up space in that other place you're going to. So you ask yourself, is it going to be worth it? You don't travel, you should travel to improve something. In other words, you should be able to, after you finish traveling, if you have spent a lot of money, mm-hmm. you should be able to get a return on your investment. What was your return?
Mm-hmm.
What was the return on your investment in all of that traveling? Because when people first thought of traveling to sightsee, it was because there was no way for them to see what the site was without going there. But then someone invented something called photography, television. You have something in your hand right today in 2019 where you can travel and sightsee all over the world right there in your hand.
Yes.
It's not like you have to hitch up a horse and buggy and go 1,000 miles and take you forever to get there. Like in the old days, someone would tell you about a place and what the place looked like. And you say, well, I'd like to really know what that place looked like by seeing it. You can do that instantly by hitting a button. So this thing about traveling now isn't what it's cut out to be as far as people just trying to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Off of you going from one place to another. Come here, come there, you know. That's what they will say.
Yes, sir.
Stop and think about it. Come over here and come over there for what? Well, I got something for you to see. You say, well, what is it you want me to see? Well, I want you to see this haystack here, because you can't see it now. How come I can't see it now? I mean, put your camera up. Put your information phone up, you know, and take a picture of it.
Mm-hmm.
I can see it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, now I know what it looks like instantly.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go and book airline tickets and all like that to come and look at that haystack.
And you're still in the question mode.
Yes. Yes. Why do I need to go spend all this money to go from point A to point B when I can get point B to come to me?
Mm-hmm.
Think of that.
All righty.
Why do I need to do that? I get point B to come to me. I want to see different parts of the Grand Canyon. I can see different parts of the Grand Canyon without going there.
Mm-hmm.
Or can I? Well, it's not the same. Oh, well, but it doesn't necessarily have to be the same, depending on what it is I want to learn about the Grand Canyon. Now, if I'm thinking about maybe setting up shop there or something like that, where I can get a whole lot of more gain than I already have financially or something, then I will go there physically.
Yes.
But you don't have to travel physically in order to learn about a lot of things or enjoy a lot of things. We go to the movies, and we are transferred mentally to places everywhere,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
just through the movies themselves.
Yes.
At one time, it was no such thing as motion pictures. You couldn't do that. You'd actually have to go to see what it was like.
Yes, sir.
In Dodge City.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And before we take the phone call, let's wrap this up, the second part of the question. He says, using compensatory logic, what factors should non-whites consider when deciding where to live?
Where to live?
Yes, sir.
Oh, always consider comfort and what you can learn and how you can improve yourself. But first thing, you want material comfort. You don't want to be in a place where bullets are coming through your bedroom window.
Ooh, yeah.
Sirens are going off all in the middle of the night. And unfortunately, that's where black people are usually concerned. Some place where those things are going to be happening in abundance.
Yes, sir.
You're going to always be in fear of going to the bus stop. That's how the white supremacists want it. So for that reason, unfortunately, black people have to try to go where there are not too many other black people, or if there are the other black people, they have to be spread out. In fact, people, period. Your next-door neighbor, and I've said this just to give you a picture of how it should be so far away that when you are standing in, for example, your front yard, and you know what they look like. You know it's three people in that house next door to you. But if you see them out in the yard, you can't tell which one of the three people you're looking at. You're going to actually have to go down, cut the distance so that you can actually see the person clearer.
Yes, sir.
But you can never make out which one of the people or even the gender of the person. Say if it's one male and two females, in that house. Well, you can't tell one from the other or even identify them, even though you know all three of the people, by standing in your yard and looking at their yard, because it's just that distance. There's an old saying, good neighbor, good fences make good neighbors. But there's something even better, distance.
Okay.
And you should only contact people. I'm going to add that.
Okay.
Period. Contact any people when you have something constructive to do or say. Black people do not make contacts very well. We try to claim that we do, but our contacts are ragged. Very ragged.
Very ragged, yes, sir.
We make contact for no reason at all, and usually it winds up being something very non-constructive when we make contacts. So part of the code is don't make any contact with any person. Because when you're talking about, the question was, I mean, where do you live? Well, what do you mean by live? It means where you are. Where you are at any given time. And where you are should be someplace where you only contact people, period, white or non-white, male or female, whomever they are, when there's something constructive going on. Black people got to get that ingrained in us, probably for the first time in recorded history. Every contact that we make with anybody, period, should have a constructive result. No more non-constructive contacts.
Got it. All righty.
And that is something that's going to be kind of difficult to do, but that should be our goal.
Okay.
No more constructive, non-constructive contacts with anybody.
All right. Our focus today is on the question mode, and we're having Mr. Fuller address that. And right now, let's take a phone call. Okay, caller, you have waited patiently. It is your time to speak with Mr. Fuller. Go ahead, please.
Thank you. Good morning, Mr. Bobby, Mr. Fuller. This is Mansoor calling again from D.C. Mr. Fuller, last week you said that anytime you're black on this planet and you're doing something of constructive value, you are putting white supremacy in big-time danger. If I spend most of my time on the job working for white supremacists who get paid twice as much as I do to do half as much work as me, how am I putting white supremacy in big-time danger if I'm spending most of my time at work every week?
Well, that comes under labor. That's one area of activity. So if you can't do it in that area of activity, you try to do it in all the other areas of activity as best you can. And eventually you try to do it in that area of activity, simply because you're what? You're a prisoner of war. See, the code is written for a situation that we're in, not in an imaginary situation. And if you're black on the planet in 2019, you are a prisoner of war. And the war is being made, has been made, and you are in captivity against you because you're black in the system of white supremacy, which is the only government on the planet. There are a lot of labels of governments, but they are just labels. The only real label that fits is, in capital letters, the system of white supremacy, which is racism. It's the most powerful government of people on planet Earth in recorded history. And it nullifies the existence of all other so-called governments. They're not really governments at all. There's no such thing as an American government in a system of white supremacy. There's no such thing as an African government in a system of white supremacy, or an Asian government in the system of white supremacy. The system of white supremacy is the only show in town that really counts.
Mm-hmm.
Why? Because they got the muscle, brain-wise and physical-wise. They run everything on the planet, directly or indirectly.
I'm hearing some noise in the background there, Mr. Fuller.
Hello?
I'm hearing some very loud noise in the background. Okay, it stopped.
Yeah, I'm hearing this, too. Okay.
All right, that was the helicopter. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead, Mr. Fuller.
But that that in answer to the question, and you got to watch me too, because sometimes I get away from the basics.
Yeah, because I just want to know, how am I putting white supremacy in big time danger? Because I'm just at work all the time with white supremacists who are just watching me work.
Oh, well, you're not at work all the time, are you?
Well, feels like it, but not technically not all the time.
Well, no, technically, I mean, either. Well, depends on what you mean by at work. We're always in the prison system. But, like, what do you do when you're in a prison? You do the best you can. And anytime you're trying to do anything constructive, like if on your job, try to use your job to learn things that you didn't know before. That's another thing. Because you're in contact with people. Try to find out what other people's jobs are. And learn as much about what they are doing as you know about what you are doing. That's like Andy Dufresne in a prison. That's why I keep using the movie Shawshank Redemption. He wasn't learning much down there with the other prisoners. So what did he do? He worked his way up. It took him years to do it. So he was working in the warden's office. Even though the warden came and got him because he had skills. See? Learn. People look for people who have skills. You draw people to you when you have skills. That, you may observe that. Yes, anytime you have skills that people want or need, they come looking for you. So when they come looking for you and you perform your skills, yes, you're helping them, but you're also helping yourself because now you're in another environment. Like Andy Dufresne went from the woodwork shop to the warden's office. That was an improvement in his environment. And in that environment, he learned how to handle the warden's finances, which is what he was doing. So when he got out, he had the warden's money, too. See, so that was, someone asked on this program earlier about traveling. He traveled from his cell to the warden's office. Now, that was a short trip, but it meant what? An improvement over the cell that he was in. See, we have to start thinking logically about everything. And you can't be where you're not. But you can probably get where you're not through some project, through some process of trying to improve whatever it is that you're doing. You have to start from where you are because you're not outside of the prison. And the ultimate objective, and you keep this in mind, is to eliminate the prison as a prison and replace it with something that's better than a prison.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Okay. All righty. TalkTainmentRadio.com is a 24/7, no-charge, worldwide broadcasting facility with hosts delivering on topics such as news, lifestyle, sports, law, health, wellness, religion, and politics. Now, here's three I'm going to share with you. Wiggins World with host Stacey Wiggins. All in the Family with Eshalonda Robinson. And New Money with Drew and Janae. Now, these shows are all exclusive to TalkTainmentRadio.com. All you have to do is go to the TalkTainmentRadio.com homepage, click on programs, and then give a sample of the programs that you would like to listen to. And if you'd like them, give them a like and a subscribe button. All that from TalkTainmentRadio.com, radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. And today's subject is to be able to question, be in the question mode. Why do we do that? Why is it necessary in our defeat of racism, white supremacy? Why is that important? And we, Mr. Fuller,
why is it important to stay in the question mode?
Yes, sir.
Because all problems, this is the premise. Now, someone may do some research and get back to all of us, including me, and say that, no, Fuller, you're incorrect about that. But I'm making a flat statement. And flat statements should be questioned. Okay, so the flat statement is this. All problems, without exception, are solved through the process of questions and answers. You're not going to solve a problem, any problem, without a series of questions and answers. This one question, and then you don't move to the second question before you answer the first one. That's another thing. Don't move to the second question until you have answered the first question. Otherwise, you're going to get what? The enemy of problem solving, and that is confusion. The process of questions and answers eliminates what? Confusion. Until you have a question answered, you're going to have what? Confusion.
Confusion, yes.
And confusion means what? Non-constructive activity. It's going to lead to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're going to make what we call mistakes. Mistake after mistake after mistake.
Yes, sir.
Why? Because you didn't have the answers to questions. That's why.
Mm-hmm. All right.
But if you ask enough questions and get enough answers, you'll solve all problems.
All right.
In the universe.
In the universe. Okay.
Now, if there's any other way to do it, I would like to be informed of that procedure.
You can include me on that one also. Okay, let's go to the phone lines. Caller, you are now on with Mr. Neely Fuller, Jr. Go ahead. State your question.
Hello. So the question that the caller just asked about he's going to work and
hello? You still there? Okay. I guess he hung up there. Sorry about that. Wow. Okay. Call back, brother, because you were jarbled there. They'll let you straight through so that you can ask the question that you were going to ask. Okay. Listen, when you make your donations, which okay, is that him calling back? Go ahead and see if that's him. Yeah. Here's another area that you can do to send your donations. If you do it by mail, okay, not getting right on here. If you do it by mail, do it like this. KNE World Network, LLC, DBA, Talktainment Radio, 462 Walnut Street, Post Office Box 6184, Columbus, Ohio, 43206. That's if you were going to do the snail mail or mail it in. Okay. Go ahead, caller, with your question.
Okay. Sorry about that.
That's all right.
So I have questions of my own, but I just wanted to ask a question about what the gentleman before me just asked about working. So he was saying that he feels as though that he's at work a lot, and he doesn't know if that's quite fighting the system of white supremacy. But I just wanted to add to that and get your comments, Mr. Fuller. A black person staying out of jail or prison or what you call greater confinement is fighting against the system of white supremacy. Years ago, I personally was in greater confinement for 8 months, and you know, it's basically a waste of time, and people are working for pennies in there. So I just wanted to add that you staying out of there is fighting the system of white supremacy. Do you agree with that, Mr. Fuller?
Absolutely. The white supremacists want particularly every black male, to go through that process. This is very important to know. This should be taught in school. The white supremacist system is set up for every black male to have the experience of what the code book calls greater confinement. You're already confined. you're confined before you're born based on your skin color.
Mm-hmm.
But they're going to put you in greater confinement. You're supposed to go in the northwestern hemisphere. I would say, I usually use this as a cliche, it may not even be true, but as a sort of a guideline, about the ninth grade, you're supposed to be right there. You're supposed to drop out and head straight for the jailhouse.
Wow.
You might as well just walk out of the classroom now. When they say, what grade am I in? Well, you're in the ninth grade now, Johnny. You know, oh, ninth grade? I'm in the ninth grade? Okay. Well, you know, so I might as well just pick up my books right now and walk over to the nearest jail and check in. Because that's how they got everything planned by the time I hit the ninth grade. Really, stop and think about it. By the time you hit the ninth or tenth grade, they got it planned that if you are a black male in the northwestern hemisphere, your next stop, usually during the summer when you get your first summer's break, or even before while class is going on, sometimes they might come in and haul you out of the class for something that you did, all right, because they got it set up.
Mm-hmm.
That just about then, you're in the ninth grade now, so you probably got a little job on the side, but you're not getting paid much. So you start stealing. See, they got all kinds of little things set up for you. And they know how you go about stealing because they're the greatest thieves in the world.
Hmm.
So black people who think that they can be slick by stealing from the white supremacists, they're not slick at all. We don't know nothing about stealing. They steal whole continents.
Come on now.
They know everything about stealing. So black people who go into a clothing shop and think that they are getting away with something, they're just letting you get away. You know, just like playing with a, if you know anything about fishing, you let the fish, you just give it, you know, that's why they have a reel on a pole. See, what do they do with the reel? They reel the fish out, let
mm-hmm.
the fish think that it's getting away.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. And they just let it go and let it go.
Give it some play.
Then little by little, they pull it in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They start pulling that reel back in. Next thing you know, you're in the boat. Okay? And so they have done this all down through history. The slave boats and everything else. They just reel you in.
Reel you in.
Okay? And they do it in the northwestern hemisphere. Black males, they know. When they see you out there playing as a little boy, you're... What, 6 years old now? You're on the playground. You're wide-eyed. The white supremacists roll by in their car, and they look at you, and they say, I know exactly where he's going. They know it. Why? Because they planned it. They planned it before you were born. So in answer to the question, if you can do anything, stay out of that jail. Don't get picked up for that nickel and dime stuff and whatnot. And if you get pulled over, remember, if you're driving a car, if you're 16 years old or 17 or whatever age you're permitted to drive, and you get pulled over, the three F's, remember those. Don't fuss, don't fight, and don't flee. Why? Because it doesn't work. That's why. Doesn't make any difference about how you feel. If you do any one of those three things, it's not going to work in your favor. It's not going to work in your favor.
Yes, sir.
You're a black person being pulled over. You think you got something going for you? You haven't. Nobody's coming to your rescue.
Absolutely.
You are alone. Remember that. You are alone.
We had a sport.
And so don't start going into your ninth grade act like you do on the playground
mm-hmm.
when, you know, you're bouncing the basketball and somebody knocks you down or something like that and you get up with this woof, woof, woof.
Yeah.
That will work on the basketball court.
Got to leave it there, Mr. Fuller. TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. Podcasts are available. That's radio the way it should be heard. Stay right there. I got a caller on the line and I got a Gmail, Mr. Fuller, from Brother Mangalu from South Africa that I'm hoping that we can get in. All that and more coming up next here on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the compensatory concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Stay tuned.
TalkTainmentRadio.com is proud to present the compensatory concept. It is an effective system for countering the effects of white supremacy. TalkTainmentRadio.com is able to carry the first hour. However, the cost for the second hour is exceeding our limited budget. That is why we ask for your kind assistance in keeping the second hour on the air. If you believe like we do, help us in this struggle for justice. Go to the gold donate button on the TalkTainmentRadio.com web page and hit the gold donate button. That's the gold donate button. And please donate. Help us to keep the second hour of the compensatory concept on the air. Thank you.
For the best home fragrance and beauty products, shop Ash Kickin' online.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Made with 100% natural quality ingredients and handcrafted with your family in mind, Ash Kickin' products are better than those other guys. Ash Kickin' candles, incense, body butter, face moisturizer, and hair moisturizer are priced just right, and you can get yours at 10% off with coupon code TALK17. Support this 100% black-owned business and get your home and body smelling and feeling all right.
That's
A-S-H-K-I-C-K-I-N. Shop Ash Kickin' online at www.ashkickin.com.
Stand by for an important announcement for renters and investors.
You have probably heard about this bad economy and high foreclosure rate. I'm here to bring you hope. Every foreclosed property is a blessing or a deal for a new buyer or investor. These properties are selling every day all over Central Ohio for several reasons. They are equity rich, worth tens of thousands of dollars above their price. There is down payment money available and remodeling funds if needed. Don't let the doom and gloom news keep you from your dream of home ownership. Call Linco Realty today at 865-9614. That's 865-9614. Call now. Always remember, these times, like all times, are good times if we but know what to do with them. They also have programs for investors who want to get off the couch and run with the big dogs. Call Linco today at 865-9614 or log on to repohomeslist.com.
This is Al Edmondson, owner of a Cut Above the Rest Barbershop. I'm calling on all barbers and beauticians. It's time for us to unite as one. We can serve our communities better together. Join the Ohio Black Barber Beauty Network. For more information, visit www.obbn.org or call 614-427-3226 to get more information. Be the change that you want to see in your community. Join our network.
Looking for something special for your club or group? Take a trip. Cruise planners will help you plan the event of a lifetime. Explore exotic places from Africa to Asia, Bermuda to Las Vegas to Hawaii, with special offers that make it affordable and exciting. Click on to www.greatgetawaytrips.com for great deals. Or call today at 614-707-SHIP. That's 614-707-7447.
Sex Code War by Kahari Inaharo, the author of the Essence magazine bestseller Race Code War, is releasing his second book, Sex Code War. Be on the lookout for Sex Code War.
If you or someone you know is abusing drugs and or alcohol and want to stop the abuse, contact APDS at 1409 East Livingston Avenue. Office hours are 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. daily and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Saturday. APDS is certified by the Ohio Department of Mental Health and Addiction Services and primarily funded through the Adam H. Board. Fees are based on your income and Medicaid is always accepted. For more information, call 614-253-4448.
Here's an idea. You've heard of the notion of pay it forward. It comes from the 2000 movie, Pay It Forward. Basically, the premise is helping someone with no expectations of payback, providing assistance to someone, passing information on, simply doing a good deed for a total stranger, and instead of allowing them to pay it back, ask them to pay it forward. Doing favors for other people and asking them to do the same. The principle is the same as multi-level marketing, except that instead of soap or vitamins, it's generosity between strangers that is being passed on. Pay It Forward is mentoring. It's volunteering in your community. It's shoveling a neighbor's snow or cutting an elderly person's grass for them or taking a senior to the store. Don't wait for someone else to do something good. Do it yourself. It starts with you. Talktainment Radio strongly embraces the notion of pay it forward. In fact, we just did.
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
Go ahead. Make my day.
I'm as mad as hell, and I'm not going to take this anymore.
You got the power.
Okay, TalkTainmentRadio.com. We go where you go. Download the TalkTainmentRadio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby. I am the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller Jr. Our topic today is the question mode. The question mode. Why one should ask questions. Let's see here. I have a caller on the line, and I have a Gmail from South Africa, but let's get the caller. Okay, caller, you are now on with Mr. Fuller. What is your question? Go ahead, caller.
Yes. Yeah. Okay, this is the guy who just called, who added the comment, but I had questions on my own. So I'll be really quickly. The first question that I wanted to ask you, Mr. Fuller, is what do they mean by America is in debt to China? Now you say that that the white supremacists are the most powerful and they're, you know, and they control everything and they run everything. So what do they mean by America owes the Chinese money? Have you ever thought about that one?
Sure. I think about all these things here. But I know one thing, the white supremacists, to the extent that the white supremacists have anything to do with it, and they have something to do with everything with non-white people, and the people who call themselves Chinese are classified as non-white, the white supremacists are just talking. They're just saying, we owe we are in debt to some people called Chinese. They don't care anything about that. They may say that, but they don't really care anything about it. And they don't see any consequences of it. They've already figured that because they are the masters of money. Why? Because they are the masters of people. See, when you are the masters of a person, when you are the master of a person, a slave master, you are the master of everything that's connected with that person. You have mastery over that person and everything that that person has that he or she calls his or her own, you have it. That's what makes you supreme. Otherwise, the supremacy doesn't even fit your title. The white supremacists are supreme when it comes to non-white people. Otherwise, you could not charge them with white supremacy if they weren't supreme. Supreme meaning what? Having absolute power. They can make you do anything that they want you to do, and you can't make them do nothing. That's supreme. And so, if there is such a thing as white supremacy, and I believe that there is, that's just a lot of talk about, oh yeah, we're in debt. Why? Because we chose to be on paper. But we really don't have to pay nobody nothing because we're in charge of everything. When you're in charge of everything, you don't owe anybody anything, or rather you may owe everybody everything since you're in charge of everything.
Yeah.
But you don't have to pay them if you've got the muscle. And the white supremacists say, I got the muscle.
Yes,
see,
sir.
When the rubber really meets the road and everybody gets through arguing back and forth about who did what and what you're not going to put up with and all like that, the white supremacists simply say, okay, all right, this discussion is over.
Okay.
All right? So if you don't like what I'm doing, come at me and see how that works. Come at me and see how that works. See, the white supremacists, they don't like, they nowadays in 2019, they play little games with that. Like another skill that they have is they always know how to act like they're weaker than they are. That blindsides a whole lot of dark-skinned people, even on a one-on-one basis. See, so the white supremacists are very skilled at playing like they are weak to bait you in, to test them. And then you get blindsided with the strength that they do have. And but, people all over the world have fallen for that over again, who are classified as non-white.
What's your second question, sir?
And that's why that number keeps going up, right, Mr. Fuller? It's in the trillions now.
Oh, yeah, they don't care. They're the masters, see, because they'll at a certain point, they'll just simply hit a button, and all of that will be scrambled anyway. Mess up the end. They can mess up your economy at the push of a button. That's another thing. A lot of black people think that, well, if we get our own place and get our own money, then everything will be all right. They ain't got no power over us. They got power over you as long as they can kick you around physically. As long as they can tell you what to do and you got to do it, or else, mafia style, organized crime style, because that's what they are, a master criminal operation and the biggest and the most powerful that the world has ever seen when it comes to non-white people, all right? When all arguments, we're good at arguing. We can argue our points and all like that. But when the white supremacist says, hey, this conversation is over. Now, if you want to make me do something, make me. Make me do it and see what happens to you. You'll wonder what fell on you, you and your grandmother.
All right. Thank you, caller, for your call. Thank you for your call, caller.
Oh, and quickly, the second question is Mr. Fuller, do you feel as though that that the white supremacists plan on bringing slavery back? Because that's a lot of the thoughts of current speakers, that their goal is to bring physical slavery back. Do you feel that way? Thank you.
It's already, it never went away. A gentleman named Floyd McKissick of the Congress of Racial Equality in the 1960s said the slaves weren't freed, they were fired.
McKissick said the slaves were...
He said in a Jet mag, I think it was Jet magazine at the time, he said the slaves weren't freed, they were fired.
They were fired.
So for years I repeated that, and then one day I thought that I would put a little spin on it, on what he said, and I said, well, let's think of it this way. The slaves weren't freed, and they weren't fired. They were transferred.
Okay.
And that's what I've held to this day. See, in other words, slavery just means mistreatment. First of all, we look at the word. What does slavery mean? People say, well, is slavery coming back? What is slavery? Slavery is any time you are being mistreated, even for 5 minutes. And you don't know what to do about it. You are now a slave for 5 minutes. That's the way to look at it, because that's exactly what it is.
Okay.
If you're being mistreated, slavery is nothing but a form of mistreatment. And the white supremacists are the supreme masters of mistreatment on the planet.
Let's do this here. This is from Brother Malangu from South Africa. He says this, recently, Mr. Fuller made the following statement, quote, the seeds of distraction of the system of white supremacy are built into the system itself, end of that quote. Could you ask Mr. Fuller to expound on that statement? Thank you, Al from South Africa.
Because you look at it like, in physics or in medicine. The antidote to a poison is in the poison itself. Or somebody told me that when I got a vaccination for the first time. They say we are actually putting what we are fighting into you, so you'll build up immunity to it. And I thought that that was a contradiction. But then, that's the way it is, I guess. I think it's still that way. The antidote to a poison has some of the characteristics of the poison itself. Otherwise, it couldn't relate to it. So the seeds of the destruction of white supremacy is built into the system itself. And the non-white people, the black people of this planet, are the epicenter of that seed. So we will be, when we work with the intention, that's the first thing we have to get, the intention of replacing the system of white supremacy with the system of justice, rather than what we are doing, which the code calls something else is on the back of the book. It's a bunch of so-called bullet points, quote unquote. They are points on the back of the book, the textbook for victims of white supremacy. And that's one of them.
Okay.
About the seeds of the destruction of white supremacy. It's on there somewhere, I think. Yes.
Okay. Go ahead, Ms. Fuller.
Yes. And it's definitely on the back, in the back page of the original textbook, the 1984 edition,
okay,
The Seeds of the Destruction. But that's what that means.
Okay.
That we are the element within the system of white supremacy. We're not outside of it. We are in it.
We're in it, yes.
So therefore, it's just a matter of us becoming the antidote to it, right in the belly of it, and we erode the belly and the whole body, the kidneys, the everything.
Everything.
We erode it. Mm-hmm. And how do we do it? By speech, thought, speech, and action,
there
the way
go.
That we act. Just like if it's something in your digestive tract or your stomach that you are using to build up, but it shouldn't be there, it's going to burst out of there.
It sure is.
Once it decides to do so. I mean, the elements are in place to do so.
Yes.
So what are these elements? The will to do so. The elements have will. The smallest elements have will, or they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't move. All kind of microbes or whatever you want to call them, they have a will. Sperm has will. Sperm in a woman's ovary has will. How do you know it has will? Because it keeps moving toward that egg.
Yes.
I mean, it's something motivating it.
Okay.
It keeps going that direction. It keeps going. Just keeps going.
Okay, I have to condense the program here, so let me do this, please.
Right.
Okay, talktimeatradio.com. We go where you go. Download the talktimeatradio.com app to your cell or to your tablet. That's radio the way it should be heard. My name is Mr. Bobby, the co-host on the Compensatory Concept with Mr. Fuller. We've been talking about being in the question mode. And we've been taking your calls and Gmails. But it is at this time, Mr. Fuller, he actually segued into it maybe about a minute ago when he spoke about what was on the back of the book. So, Mr. Fuller, with that continued thought, before we take this phone call, could you speak to your book?
Yes. You can get the book by going to producejustice.com. That's produce. We're trying to produce a product growing out of the system of white supremacy into another system. And that system is justice. Producejustice.com. And what will come up on the screen is a brief description of the basic textbook. And I've been informed by the end of this month, we should have the word guide back up too.
Good.
Because words are the tools to be used to help to dismantle the system of white supremacy. The system of white supremacy is put together and held together, rather, mostly by words, the type of words that they use, and the definitions that are given the words. Well, we come up, or should come up, the victims of white supremacy, with counter words. We can use the same words, because words are nothing but sounds anyway. We can use the same sounds with new definitions, with new sounds in the definitions, because they're nothing but interpretations of how you see the world.
Mm-hmm.
That's all words are, all right? But they have moved, the white supremacists use language in such a way that it supports white supremacy. And we don't have to study a new language. We can take the same words, and this comes down to what the caller just from South Africa just said. You can take the same words that the white supremacists give us, put new definitions on them, like in the code book, we have the definition of the word guide of the code book. We have the definition of America, and the definition of Africa, and the definition of Asia. An African, an American, and an Asian are people who practice justice. So there's no such thing as America in the system of white supremacy, because you can't practice justice in the system of white supremacy. That's a contradiction. And you can't practice justice. You can't be an American in the system of white supremacy, because an American is a person that practices justice. So it's impossible to be an American in the system of white supremacy. It's not going to happen. You can aspire to be one, and you should. You should aspire to be an African and an Asian, but there's no way to do that in the system of white supremacy. Now, according to what? According to the word guide, the counter-racist word guide. Now, people will say, well, you just can't make up definitions for words. Yes, you can, because you're going to have to. Otherwise, there's no way to defeat white supremacy.
Mm-hmm.
You take the same words they give you, give them definitions that they should have, and use those definitions consistently to mean what you have to say when you speak. And if they say, well, you can't say that, well, don't say I can't say it when I just did. That's how I always respond.
Mm-hmm.
Don't say I can't say it. Say it, I can't say it again.
Mm-hmm.
But I've already said it now. All right?
Where can they get
and that's the way I'm going to be thinking about it, even if I don't say it.
And where can they get the book?
So go to producejustice.com.
Okay, producejustice.com. Okay, caller, you're probably going to be the last one. You are going to be the last one of the day. Go ahead with your question for Mr. Fuller.
It's great to hear from you guys again. I'm always the last caller, it seems like. But I got a great question. Mr. Fuller, what's your thoughts on the words white supremacy being pointed out and recognized by the news media and even the president? Do you feel that it's some sort of trick for suspect white supremacists now to recognize the main problem on this planet?
Well, according to the code, according to what it's in the textbook, everything that the white supremacists do, and that's how this program started off this morning, about the area of sex, and I call it sexual sabotage among non-white people.
Yeah, the LGBT
community. Yes, right. Everything that the white supremacists do is designed intentionally to make what? White supremacists stronger. Everything that they do, no matter how it looks on the surface, when you look up and see a person coming, now that doesn't say all white people, but that says the white people who believe in white supremacists. When you see them coming, the racist suspects, your question should be, talking about questions, what are they up to now? Doesn't make any difference how they're starting out, what they're saying. Hey, tell you what I'm going to do. They're great salespeople. Tell you what I'm going to do. They'll pat the black person on the back. Tell you what I'm going to do. I'm your friend. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. But you're supposed to be thinking all the time, here we go again. This is another one of their tricks, another one of their schemes for doing what? for dominating and mistreating me. Mm-hmm. Otherwise, he wouldn't be coming to me at all. That's how you have to look at it. Now, if they sometimes surprise us by doing anything opposite of that and stick with it, that's a breakthrough. But until that happens, until there's no more racism, always take the position that any move that a suspected racist makes on this planet is designed to give greater strength to the system of white supremacy, period.
Perfect. Gotcha. Excellent. 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 It was bothering me for the past month because
Don't give it the best way to do it. Don't burden your mind with that. Just say, here they come. What are they up to now?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, my brother. Thank you very much. All right.
Perfect. Uh-huh. Have a good one.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Fuller, we have about 2.5 minutes left in today's program. Again, your thoughts on the importance of asking questions for those that may have just tuned in. What are your what would constructive information would you have for them?
Yes, when you're around people, period. Just get in the habit of asking questions. That's how you learn. This program itself consists of what?
Questions?
Answers. Now, the answers may not be correct, but an incorrect answer is not an answer. So anybody, including Neely Fuller, particularly Neely Fuller, since he's the person who is supposed to be answering questions, if he makes a mistake, that's a no-no. But Neely Fuller does make mistakes, and the listeners on this program should keep that in mind. See, anything that I suggest, put it to a test. See if it works. Okay? And if I say that the best way to solve problems or the only way to solve problems is to ask questions and get correct answers to the questions, because that's how progress is done all throughout the entire universe. If there are any people out there in outer space anywhere, they too have to ask questions mm-hmm. and get answers in order to get anything done.
Yes, and apparently you did the brother from South Africa, Mr. Ma Langu. He just wrote back and told me to tell you thank you for addressing and answering his questions on the seeds of distraction in this system.
But I want him to also ask questions about my answer. Ask himself, and ask himself, did he get an adequate answer? Because the white supremacists, they are great when it comes to answering questions, but sometimes you think that they have answered your question when really they didn't.
All right.
But they sounded like they did.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Fuller. Brother Magalo, he did address that, so you have homework to do also. Thanks for listening, everybody. TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio, the way it should be heard. We'll see you next week. Thank you.
Thanks for listening to The Compensatory Concept with Mr. Neely Fuller. Heard exclusively on TalkTainmentRadio.com, the world's greatest radio.
The most important question in all racial matters is why one should always ask it.
Radio, the way it should be heard.
You've got the power. The world's greatest radio. TalkTainmentRadio.com.